little bitch. Yeah. We up in here, baby. Woo. Yeah. It's been a minute. I'm so sorry. I told y'all I wasn't going to take that long to come back, but I did, baby. It's all good. Woo-hoo! Here we go, baby. It's the Fresh Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. GQ, a.k.a. Papi de Chocolate, a.k.a. Short Time, a.k.a. Big Daddy Fresh, a.k.a. Coffee Black. And if you're one of those bitches whose heart that I broke, you know what I'm saying? I guess you would say that I was a foster fuck boy, but I ain't never been in no foster home, ho. But anyway, god damn it, it feels so good to be back. You know what I'm saying? I'm the host of this shit. It's been about a month since I heard from me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the last episode with the Cougar. Always a good time hanging out with her. Man, I'm just chilling. It's Memorial Day. It's Monday. It's a quarter till 9 a.m. I've been up since around like 6 a.m. Me and Turbo, we went hiking up at Runyon Canyon, had a good little workout, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Turbo, he's up here. We ain't got no guests today, people. It's just me. Y'all get to hear this wonderful voice. Turbo might make some noise. I don't know, he's tired, he's laying on the ground. But yeah, I'm feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get back into shape or whatever, man. I done picked up some weight because I was eating like shit, and then I was like traveling. I just got back home. On the last episode, I told y'all I was going to India, and that was the plan, but, like, I didn't make it. Like, my whole trip got, like, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was supposed to went to India, but then my peoples and shit out there was in London. So they was like, hey, we'll be back on this day. I'm like, all right, well, look, I'm going to show up on this day to give you some time to chill and get settled back in. So I went to the Philippines to hang out with some of my other little peoples and shit. But then they had to fucking go to Singapore. So I was like, shit. So I moved around to different little areas in the Philippines and shit. We'll talk about that in a little bit later. But yeah, that's where I've been. But man, it just wasn't that fun out there in the Philippines. You know, I heard mixed reviews about it or whatever, and I was kind of comparing it to Thailand and shit, but Philippines ain't got shit on motherfucking Thailand. Shout out to Thailand. I almost flew over the other day, but then I was going to go to Abu Dhabi. So my whole little routine, my whole trip plan, I was going to spend like 3 or 4 days in Philippines, then go to India, then go to Abu Dhabi. And then trying to get to Abu Dhabi, there was some issues when I was at the airport. They couldn't find my reservation or some shit. So it was all fucked up, man. I was like, bro, fuck this shit. I'm about to just go ahead and go back home. I've been wasting money and shit. But we'll talk about the little Philippines in a little bit. But damn, man, it feels good to be back on the show and all that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get these shout outs out the way. Shout out to the United States of America, India, Germany, Guam, United Kingdom, Australia, Philippines, Thailand, Japan, Canada, and Mexico. Hell yeah. Let me see. And then let's do these little shout outs and shit with these countries and shit. You know, we got Louisville, Barstown, Bowling Green, Franklin, Ashburn, Alexandria. That's out there in Virginia, man. So I got a new hosting platform. For years, I was on Audio Boom. Then I switched over to Anchor because Anchor was free. And then Anchor gives you more opportunities to make money and shit. So now, for years, I've been asking you little no good motherfuckers, yo, tell me where your little state is or the little city and shit. But nobody ever would. But I don't need you hoes help no more. After like 5 years and shit, now on these analytics, it tells me what state and the city and shit. So I be knowing where the fucking, where these cities and shit is in the states or whatever. But Alexandria, Virginia, the only thing I know about Alexandria, Virginia, that's where the movie Remember the Titans is from. It was based out of there. And I remember years ago, I worked at this hospital, and this lady that I was pushing, I was a transporter, she told me she was from there. And she told me she went to school at that time when like the Titans and shit was like the characters from the movie. She said she was like 2 or 3 grades younger than the motherfuckers. But fuck, the white boy that got in the car crash, I can't even think of his name and shit. She told me, I don't know if this is true, so if anybody in Alexandria, Virginia and shit, if you knew about this, ask your peoples. She said that white dude, when he got in a car crash, that he was on his way to go fuck one of the teachers. They said he was smashing. They had like a little young teacher or whatever, and he was smashing that bitch. And he was either on his way to her or leaving her, and he got in a car wreck. I don't know if that is true. This lady told me this shit back in like, about 2006. I don't know. So anybody out there in Alexandria and shit, if you know about that, and I can't even think of cuz's name and shit, but it was the white boy. He ended up in the car wreck and shit in the wheelchair. And then at the end of the movie, he died. But yeah, shout out to his motherfucking ass. Let's see. We got L.A. We got Gardena, Moreno Valley, Westminster, Reseda, Van Nuys, and Sherman Oaks. Shit, I lived in Van Nuys and Sherman Oaks and shit. Sherman Oaks is a little bit better than Van Nuys and shit. Let's see. We got Nashville, Greenville, Memphis, Portland, and Knoxville. Hey, everybody in Nashville, man, boycott Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy. He's a little bitch-ass motherfucker, and he was lying to the police and shit on me. Tell that pussy motherfucker he owe me 5 minutes. Come catch this fade, bitch. Matter of fact, we're going to bury your puss ass.
You just got buried, you little punk-ass bitch.
Shout out to Newark. Shout out to Cleveland. Shout out to Hoppacong. Shout out to Cherry Hill. Shout out to Dillon. Shout out to Denver. Shout out to Yale. Shout out to Kapok. That's over in Michigan. Oh, I said Indiana, but it didn't show what places. Shout out to, we did Colorado already. What, Missouri? Shout out to Kansas City and Spring Valley. Shout out to Houston. Where we got? Pennsylvania. Shout out to Glenside. I don't know what the fuck y'all be doing up in Glenside, but all right. Shout out to Yonkers. Everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Keep it real. All my New Yorkers. Shout out to Raymond. That's out there in New Hampshire. Y'all seen y'all pop up before. What the fuck y'all be doing in New Hampshire and shit? Let me know. Shout out to Fuquay, Venaria. However y'all say that shit. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Chicago, Chi-Town. Shout out to Jacksonville, Alabama. Oh, that's my peoples and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's probably who be listening. One of y'all motherfuckers, what's up? And shout out to Grinnell. That's in Iowa. Y'all new, so shout out to y'all. Let's see where else these other motherfuckers. Out here in India, shout out to, man, I can't even pronounce this shit. I'm so sorry. M-A-H-A-R-A-S-H-T-R-A. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to West Bengal. Shout out to Karnataka. I'm upset I didn't even get to see y'all over in India. So, shit, maybe one day. In Guam, man, Tamuni, T-A-M-U-N-I-N-G. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to good people over in England. Shout out to Queensland and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there in Australia. Hey, Queensland was all right. I'm finna go back out there. Matter of fact, I was looking at the weather out there yesterday and shit. It's like in the 60s. So I got to wait until, about December. Because that's y'all summer. I'm trying to go out there when it's in the 80s. Shout out to Metro Manila. I was hanging out there in Metro Manila the other day. Shout out to Chonburi. Shout out to Nan. That's out there in Thailand. Let's see who else we got on here. Shout out to Ontario, all the Canadians. And then who else we got in the last rip? Oh, I ain't showing in Czech Republic. Oh, yeah, Czech Republic. It ain't show. But shout out to all y'all. So today is Memorial Day. I think that is where you either moralize motherfuckers who died or people who died in the act of service. Or so. It was one of them shits. I don't be knowing, man. I don't give a fuck about holidays. So it's like, it's whatever. It's another day. But yeah, yeah. Shout out to and rest in peace to Tina Turner. Legendary singer. It's wild. Because in my barbershop, my barber has a picture of Tina Turner. And one of his customers was Tina's driver, a bodyguard. Because he's on the motorcycle and Tina Turner is on the back of the motorcycle and shit. And he's been having that shit up there for years. and shit, maybe about a month ago, I asked him. I was like, yo, who the fuck is this with Tina Turner? Then he had told me. And I remember years ago, my grandmama told me that she saw Ike beat Tina. So I'm from Kentucky, and my peoples is from like the small ass town and shit, about an hour or so outside of Louisville. That's where I'm from. And they had the Lachitlin circuit and shit, where like the black entertainers would go through them little ass towns and sing songs for the motherfuckers. And yeah, man, my grandmama said she saw Ike beat the shit out of Tina. And back in them days, motherfuckers didn't say shit. They didn't interfere. They would just watch and feel bad for your ass. But, you know, she ended up escaping Ike and the abuse, and she ended up, you know, prospering in life and shit. I think for the last 20 some years, she's been living over in Switzerland and shit. Cause she was kind of like, yo, fuck America. I feel her. But shout out to Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do With It? Private Dancer, all of that shit. Rest in peace, babe. Goddamn lighter went out. Who else died? I don't think nobody else died. All right, let's see. Shannon Sharp, man. Oh, two things about Shannon Sharp. Whoever robbed Shannon Sharp's house the other day, y'all some whores, man. Uncle Shannon don't be bothering nobody and shit, man. They stole over $1 million worth of shit out of Uncle Shannon's house, man. So whoever robbed Uncle Shannon, y'all some whores, bro. And I hope y'all get fucked up and you buried.
You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
A couple weeks ago, coming back home, I had to catch a flight from Philly. So I get on, I'm on the flight and shit. Who do I see? I see Uncle Shannon. He was knocked the fuck out. Shannon Sharp was knocked out. And I said, what's up, Unc? He ain't fucking move. And I started to take a selfie right next to him while he was asleep, but there was motherfuckers behind me, so I couldn't do it and shit. But yeah, man, shout out to Uncle Shannon. I hope that I hope you get your shit back. And I hope those motherfuckers get they motherfucking head busted, old punk ass bitches and shit, man. It's all fucked up. Let's see. Oh, man, something that like broke my heart. It was fucked up that Michigan did it and some other states did too. And they banned backpacks. Michigan school, they banned backpacks for the rest of the year because they said they wasn't going to take no more chances on mass shootings. And I'm like, bro, that's the world that we live in now, that motherfuckers can't even carry a backpack because they think, you know what I'm saying, you got a gun. I mean, if y'all going to do that shit, then just do like make motherfuckers wear the clear backpacks and shit. You know, kids got books, folders and shit. Motherfuckers ain't trying to carry all that, man. And it's a shame that them children got to go through all that little bullshit. So for all you little puss ass school shooters and mass shooters and shit, man, fuck y'all, bro. I hope that y'all catch one to the dome, bitch.
You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
Yeah, man. Fucked up. Let's see. All right. We can talk about Philippines. So I started off in Cebu. I knew that this trip was going to kind of be fucked up because I got to the airport a day early. I was confused because the flight was, it was a red eye. It was like at 1 a.m. So I show up and shit. He's like, oh, sir, your flight is tomorrow. It's like, what? I was like, well, shit, man, let me get on the flight right now since I'm already here. They was like, oh, no, it's full. So I was like, God damn. So that kind of like, all right, starting off ugly, it might get better. So the next day I fly to Cebu, Philippines, got there like around 11 and shit. So I'm just walking around, exploring, ain't really too much. And then I found out like about this little beach. So I was like, all right, I'm about to go up here and chill. Man, this shit wasn't even no beach. This shit was like a lake. Like the water looked like a lake. It was some little man-made shit. There was like little families up there chilling and shit, having like little birthday parties. I'm like, damn, bro, y'all having like a birthday party on a Thursday at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and shit. But that's what it was getting down. And over, fuck, I forgot how the fuck you say this shit. Lechon, it's that roasted ass pig. And I was seeing a couple of motherfuckers, them little families, they had that little pig. And I was trying to get an invite over so I can have me a little piece of that shit. But then nobody invited me. But some motherfucker came over and started talking to me about my dreads and shit and all that. Some dude. And I was like, all right, whatever. But I sat up there for about 2 hours, man. Had me some little Filipino beer, and then some other like little fucking breezer type shit. And I had my earbuds in. I'm listening to like old school soul music, just chilling. And I was up there for a little bit. I go back to my hotel and I knocked the fuck out. And I was supposed to meet up with my friend and shit and some people, and I was knocked. And I had something I needed to do that was at like 9:30 a.m. LA time, which would have been like 12:30 a.m. out there. So I set my alarm to remind me, and I wake up, my alarm goes off. I'm like, oh shit, it's at the midnight, man. I had missed calls and texts from my people. Like, oh shit, where you at? Are you alive? So I end up linking up with them. And man, it was kind of weak. We went to this little, they said it was like a little bar, but it was like a restaurant. That shit was duty water. So we just chilled. And they was like, we're gonna get some balut. I've been wanting to eat balut. Balut is, I thought it was a chicken embryo. They told me it was duck, but then other motherfuckers said it was chicken, so I don't know. But it's the egg, you crack it, and the motherfucking duck or chicken, whatever the fuck it was, the embryo was in there. So I had that little shit. I meant to try it again somewhere else to see how they cook it or whatever, but it was all right. It wasn't something I fuck with all the time, but I didn't know they have like different ages, like 21. I don't know if it was, 21 days, 16 days. They said the small, like the younger ones, like the 16 days or whatever, it's probably like a little better. It's a little smaller, but I didn't get to try. So maybe next time. But yeah, I ate the balut. It was like, it was whatever. Then I moved over to, the next day I flew over to Manila. Shit, Manila was kind of weak. You know what I'm saying? And then the area that I was in, I didn't even like know until somebody told me. It was like a little red light district type area. It didn't seem like that to me and shit. And when I was walking, somebody was like, oh, they took, like the next day I was talking, they was like, did you see the prostitutes? I was like, nah, I ain't seen no motherfucking hookers and shit. But then like the next day when I was out, I seen like bitches walking. I don't know if they were selling pussy or whatever, but I saw a bunch of like young Filipina bitches with like old ass white motherfuckers and shit, which I see a lot over in Thailand or whatever, but I seen a whole lot of that shit. But I was like, shit, them white motherfuckers, man, they sending them bitches money, and them hoes are sending that shit back to the village. You know what I'm saying? It's better they send their money, because I ain't feed none of these motherfuckers and shit. But Manila wasn't even like all that for real. One of my friends came over and like cooked some like Filipino food. I went to this little hookah spot, a little Mediterranean restaurant. One thing I noticed over is like customer service ain't like they strong suit. And I was at this little hookah spot. I went there like 2 days in a row and they was slow as fuck. Like to bring the hookah and shit, I waited like 30 minutes. I started getting mad. I'm like, bro, ain't nobody in this motherfucker. What's taking so long to give me my shit? And then where else did I go? I left there and I took this little bus to an area called Subic. And like that area sucked. That little beach, that shit kind of looked like it looked like a beach, but the water was like brown, like a lake. And there was so much fucking trash and litter in the sand. I was like, oh, I ain't even trying to walk up and down this motherfucker. And it was weird because there was like a little town inside the town. And it was kind of like gates, entrance to get into that motherfucker. It was like weird and shit. Like they own like little community or whatever. Like, yeah, I don't know, it was weird. But I was just hanging out, walking around and shit. I ate some chicken intestines, you know, chicken chitlins, which it was whatever, you know what I'm saying? I had something was chicken blood, and how it looked was like so weird. It was like on a stick type shit. I don't know how they had it like that, but hey, that shit was all right. And I ate some other little random ass shit. Went to a little karaoke spot and they had a book above a bunch of songs, and it's like the shit that I was trying to sing, they ain't have. But then they had like random ass songs I wouldn't expect, but I ain't even saying nothing because like there was a bunch of like older motherfuckers in there and wasn't nobody like doing like rap and shit. They were singing like rock songs and like Filipino songs, and everybody was just sitting at the table singing. And I'm the type, I got to get up and move around and perform. And I was like, bro, I ain't even finna do this shit. I ain't going to bless them with nothing. They don't appreciate nothing. And this crowd is dead. So I just chill, hung out. I spent one day in that motherfucker. And then I dipped and I went to another town called Angeles City. And I was told that's like a big party place and shit. I was up on, it was like a Monday or a Tuesday or some shit. And that shit was like weak. I was like, what the fuck? And I've been wanting to get a tattoo of Turbo for like years. And the last time when I was in Thailand, month before last, and well, yeah, last month, because we in May, in April, we went to a little tattoo spot and hollered at the little buddy. And we was going to go back the next day, but I was tired. So I was like, bro, I ain't even going to fuck with it. So I was like, man, in the Philippines, I'm going to do it. Excuse me, y'all need to get me something to drink. Overseas and shit, Asia, tattoos is cheaper. So I was like, man, I'll just do it over. And I had some little numbing cream because I wasn't trying to feel shit. So I had that shit. I was already prepared. So I was in a hotel in Angeles. And I was like, man, let me go walk around and explore. And I got a street called Walking Street, like over in Thailand with a bunch of bars and shit. And this is early in the afternoon, probably like around 3 something. And I was like, let me see what the fuck is around here. So I go up Walking Street. And one of the first places I see is a tattoo spot. So I walk in there. Hey, it's like, shit, man, I want to get this picture of my dog. So they tell me the price starting out. And shit, I think they fucking said like 8,000 pesos starting out or some shit. And I was kind of like, damn, bro, 8,000 pesos, how much is that? I was trying to pay around $100 to $130 or some shit for the tattoo. They said $8,000. All right, so this is 8,000 pesos, that's $142. So they ended up charging me. They told me 6,000 and shit. I was like, all right, cool. We can fuck with it. That's like $107. I was like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. So I was like, look, I'm going to be back. I got to go get my numbing cream and shit. So they was like, give us a little deposit. I said, cool. I gave them 500 pesos. What the shit? So I walked, you know what I'm saying, back to the hotel, get the numbing cream, come back. And we in there, we just chilling and shit. I put the numbing cream on. They said, oh, yeah, we'll wait like a little hour. So, man, I'm just talking to the little peoples and shit, man. Shout out to the two artists, Prince and Aaron. They was real cool. We was talking about guns and shit. Little buddy, he had his little pistol in there and shit. I was like, oh, that motherfucker's all right. So we just hanging out. They do the tattoo, man. Tattoo came out looking great. And then when he first started, I'm like, oh, shit, I don't feel a motherfucking thing. And, like, they had some numbing cream. They said there was a higher percentage. And I was like, shit, let me go ahead and use some of yours too, because I ain't trying to feel shit. So I ended up getting some of their little numbing cream. And there was only some little small areas where I could kind of feel the actual like needle. It wasn't bad. I was like, the small discomfort. But you know what I'm saying? Shit, it took about an hour and a half for him to do this shit. And we was just chilling, man, talking shit. Tattoo came out looking wonderful. Got a tattoo of my son on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I was going to be smaller because I wanted to be like up, like on my shoulder, close to my, up my shoulder area or whatever. So I thought I was going to be like smaller. Man, this motherfucker's big. When he printed out the thing, I was like, oh, it's going to be that big. He's like, yeah. I was like, shit. And man, this tattoo, especially like being in LA, this shit would have been over $500. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some other areas and shit. In Kentucky, I probably could have got it for like $300, but out here in Hollywood, this shit would have been well over $500. So I ended up buying a little numbing cream. That was another 1,000 pesos. So I paid $125 for this tattoo, and I love it and shit. It ain't even been a full week. I think maybe tomorrow it'll be a week since I had this motherfucker. But yeah, man, it was peeling the other day. It's looking good. I've been putting the A&D ointment on there 2 to 3 times a day. So yeah, man, I love it. I'm glad I finally got this shit. And I would do that numbing cream. There's some people be like, oh man, I don't do the numbing cream, I do it natural. Yeah, that's cool. I got 3 other tattoos that's fairly a nice size that I did natural. But bro, fuck all that. Like, if you can go without feeling that bullshit, do it. But there's some folk out there, they like that shit. You know what I'm saying? That pain, it does a release form or whatever. Yeah, it don't do that for me. Fuck all that. But yeah, so got that. It's mainly like on my kind of on my chest and my shoulder. So yeah, man, tatted for life. Turbo, He ain't even paying attention. But I got your punk ass on my body, bitch. So don't ever say I ain't love your ass. But yeah, so I'm going to get some more tattoos, man. I get shit that's like meaningful. There's motherfuckers out here who be having like random ass tattoos and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't know. But I got meaningful shit on me. And one of them is my son. So hell yeah, man. Shout out to Turbo. Shout out to the tattoo. So we're in the tattoo shop and we chilling and like these two bitches come in. So one of the chicks had got a tattoo on the back of her calf, but it got fucked up because the dude, Aaron, was like, yo, don't wear like tight pants and shit for like 2 weeks or a month or some shit. And bitches don't listen, and she did. So the tattoo got faded and got fucked up. So he blacked it out and was going to do something else. So a blackout tattoo is basically he just put black ink and just covered up that whole fucking section. That he said that shit should have took him like 30 minutes, but it took almost over 2 hours because this bitch kept jumping and shit. And I had a little bit of my little numbing cream left. So I'm like, hey, bitch, you want to use some of this? So they put it on and shit. They wait a little bit, but the bitch kept jumping and all that shit. So we all, you know what I'm saying? I'm laughing. We all joking, talking shit or whatever. And I'm like, hey, let me try to do that shit. Like I told him, I said, I can't fuck nothing up. It's a blackout tattoo. And they let me tattoo this bitch too. You know what I'm saying? But she kept jumping and all this little shit. But I was like, all right, you know, it was cool, you know, doing a little blackout shit. And I have, I got these videos. I ain't even posted them on my Instagram yet, but I posted it on my TikTok. So all my social media is in the description. So you'll be able to see all that. But I posted me getting a tattoo, what it looked like after, and then the video of me tattooing old bitch. And shit, when I got done with my little tattoo, it was raining. And I was like, shit, I ain't trying to walk back to the hotel in the rain. And I had some flip flops on. I wasn't trying to get my socks and my feet all wet. So I'm like, hey, bro, can I chill in here till the rain and shit died down? They was like, yeah. So I was like, on the street we was on, it was a bunch of bars and shit. I'm like, yeah, what time this shit start cracking? So they told me it's like about 9, 10 o'clock. I'm like, yo, any strip clubs on the street? They was like, nah, but we know where some is. I was like, all right. So when we got done, when he got done with that little bitch and shit, we was just chilling. And Aaron was like, you want to go to a strip club? I was like, shit, fuck it. Let me see what them Filipino bitches and them Filipino titties and shit look like. So we go to this little spot and it says like fucking restaurant, some shit. So we go in, they talking in Filipino and he tell us, he's like, oh, the bitches come out at 9:30. And it's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, well, can we come in? He was like, yeah, we can go in. So we go in there and shit, man. And it's like a stage in front of us with like two poles on it. So we like sitting on front. So we start drinking, get some little food and shit. The bitches finally get on the stage at like 9:45. These were some of the weakest bitches I've seen. I think there's probably like maybe one or two that I fuck. But them hoes and shit would come out on stage and like attempt to dance. I don't know what the fuck them bitches was doing. And then while the song is still going on, they would leave, go in the back, change clothes, and then dance again. I think the first two or three bitches didn't even get naked, didn't show nothing. And then another bitch came out. She looked like something. She had some nice titties. She would dance in her little bullshit on the first little song, then come back, pull her little titties out and shit or whatever. But they wasn't like popping their pussy or nothing like that. So I asked Aaron, I'm like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Can we throw some money at him? He's like, no. Do not throw money at them. And I was like, what the fuck kind of strip club is this? He's like, yeah, I know in America y'all throw money. He's like, no, this is an entertainment club where them bitches just dance and shit. And I was like, all right. And then he told me that, shit, you can fuck some of them bitches in the back or whatever. I was like, Brian, paying them whores and shit. I had more of a fun time just joking with Aaron and Prince and shit. We were just talking shit. You know, I look up occasionally at the little bitches or whatever. They was playing some all right little songs, but like they had like Filipino versions of songs and shit, like R&B songs. Like some fucking Filipino dude did a cover of SWV Week and he sounded all right. And it was funny because I heard that song like two or three times when I was out there And then there was some other little shit. But we was just chilling, and Aaron, he was like, man, my favorite song in America. He said, I don't know who sings it, but I know the song. I'm like, all right, what is it? And he started singing it. And he was singing, Wanna Be a Baller, Shot Caller, 20-inch Blades on a Impala. I said, boy, that's Lil Troy. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah. He said, I never knew who sung that song. He said, I play it all the time. He said, my daughter sings it. I'm like, well, how the fuck are you playing this song and not knowing the name of it? So I was like, all right, hold on, man. So I sent him the YouTube link of the video and shit. But I would never expect this motherfucker to say that Lil Troy was his favorite song. Shout out to Lil Troy. I think he might be dead. I'm not for sure. And if you still are alive, Lil Troy, you want to come on this podcast, man, you got an open invite. So, yeah, we chilled, man. And then Prince, his old lady said that he could only stay out for like an hour and he had to come home. I'm like, cuz, why you tell her we was going out? So he was like, I sent him the video when he was tattooing me. He was like, I just sent this to my girl. I told her you just walked in, so we doing your tattoo. I said, all right, so that gives you some extra time. So we was in that motherfucker. We probably left like around 11 something. And then he went home. And then me and Aaron rode around and shit. He had his moped. So we're trying to, where do we go first? We went to Walking Street over where the tattoo shop was. So we go into different little clubs and them shits is weak as fuck. You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of little bar girls, bitches and shit in there. Some other place we go in and have one beer. I'm like, yo, we gotta get the fuck out. And there was like these little buckets with like these little ping pong balls and shit. So I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And they said like you can buy the bucket and like throw the balls to the bitches and shit. And however many ping pong balls they get, they'll get like some money. And I was like, bro, I ain't finna fucking do that shit. Just throw ping pong balls at bitches and shit. I'm used to the bitches shooting the ping pong balls out their pussy and all that. So I was like, that shit weak. So we hit up like four or five different spots. It was all the same. You know what I'm saying? The little bitches in there and shit. And I go in this one little spot to pee. And when I'm coming back, this one bitch was like, hey, she likes you. And I'm like, she like me and she like money. So they over here talking. They trying to get me to bring this bitch back to my hotel and shit. I'm like, yeah, you fucking for free? If you ain't fucking for free, I ain't even trying to fuck with you. And we went to this other little spot. And it was nice. It's kind of like a little stadium seating, kind of theater setup type shit. But they was doing like, they were like, damn, it was kind of like some showgirls kind of type shit. And they did take their top off, but they had pasties on, so they wouldn't get naked. So I was like, yo, they get naked here? They was like, nah. So it was more like theatrics, like show type shit. I wasn't into it. So we went to like four or five different little spots, and I was like, bro, this shit weak. Like, ain't nobody got here for real. The motherfucking clubs and shit ain't rocking. So I'm like, shit. I'm like, I'm hungry. So there was a McDonald's. I'm like, yeah, I want some Filipino food. One thing that was a disappointment out there, it was so fucking hard to find like Filipino food. I'm like, bro, we in the Philippines. There was so many goddamn American shit. Something that shocked me, there was a Shakey's out there. Shakey's, the pizza, the buffet. They ain't got it in Louisville, but they got them out here. And I've only ate there like twice. I seen that fucking McDonald's, Popeyes, fucking Burger King, all that type shit. So it was a shit ton of American restaurants. So it was hard finding like Filipino food. So there was some little vendors and shit that had some little shit set up, but nothing really looked appealing. So he was like, oh, I know some little spot we can go to. So we drive to like four different restaurants. They either closed or didn't have nothing good. So we ended up going to this one little spot and getting some rice, some fried rice and some duck and just chilling and shit. You know, so the food, that was like a little disappointment because I'm like, I don't want all this American shit. You know what I'm saying? I want like some fucking Filipino food. And they said you need to go further outside the city to get Filipino food, which blows my fucking mind. Like, damn, bro, we in this fucking country, all this American ass shit. So that right there, that was a turnoff, you know? So I ended up eating a lot of like chicken and shit like that. They got this spot called Jollibee that was already had some little chicken. And over here, man, they eat gravy with their chicken, like gravy that you would put on your mashed potatoes and shit. That's what they use on their chicken and shit, you know what I'm saying, for dipping and all that. So I was like, all right, They real big on vinegar. They use a lot of vinegar out there. Shit, what else was I eating? I didn't even have like no dope ass shit for real. I didn't see a whole lot of street food like that. I had it maybe like twice. What else was going on out there? Shit. Not much. That trip was like weak. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even like party like that. When me and Aaron had hit up them little spots, that shit was like weak. Yeah, that was the only time that I went to like little bars and shit. So I was going to stay longer, but I was like, man, I just feel like I'm wasting my time and wasting my money and shit. So I ended up just dipping and coming back home. Cause actually shit, I was still supposed to be on vacation right now. Today's the 29th. I still had like two more days of vacation and this shit, but I came home last Thursday. I was gone like less than a week. I left on Thursday and came home on Wednesday night or some shit. So I was still supposed to have been out there. So I said maybe I would go back again and go to more of the beach towns and shit. Because like all the spots that I went to was like the wrong fucking spots. So I don't know. I met some cool people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep in touch with them. See what's up with them and all that, but I probably will go back, but I'm not going back like to the city. I'll probably fly into the city or whatever, but I will spend all my time in like the southern region or whatever. And I met some people and they was going to this beach town on Friday, but I had left. And I remember hitting up one of the folks. I'm like, hey, man. How was it? Was like, oh, it was a typhoon, so we didn't even go. I was like, man, I'm glad I left. All the bullshit was going on. But yeah, I would say that trip was kind of a disappointment. It wasn't as fun as what I thought it was going to be, but I've had worse of trips, but I don't know. I was just in the wrong area. And then I'm in some travel groups. Oh, man, I posted, and I was like, yeah, man, it was kind of a disappointment. And they was like, yeah, if you've been to Thailand and then you go to Philippines and shit, like you can't compare because they totally different and shit, which I understand, but it's whatever. On to the next one. I'm thinking my next trip. The other day I was like, man, I might just start picking countries by like letters, and like S popped up. So I was like, all right, I might do Seychelles, Sri Lanka, South Africa or Switzerland. Those were like the four I was thinking. I might do Sri Lanka in July. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But then I'm like, shit, I might fuck around and go somewhere in June too. I got to see. I want to knock out some bills and some bullshit first and see what's going on. But yeah, that was the Philippines. One thing I noticed, because this happened like twice, and I forgot to mention it on the last episode, motherfuckers love to like threaten you with the police. In America and like overseas, motherfuckers threaten me with the police like I'm going to be fucking scared. If anything, I'm going to say fucking call them. When I was in Thailand last month, I had to fly through Japan. And in Japan, you got to have all three shots. You got to be boosted. I'm not boosted. So they was like, you got to have a negative COVID test. So I had to go and do this little COVID test at the airport in Thailand. So I go down there and shit. And like my debit card was kind of bent or whatever. So I'm like, hey, you got to put it in the right way. And they was like, your card don't work. You ain't got no money. I'm like, bitch, I got fucking money, man. I was like, tap it or something. I was like, what y'all doing right now? It's not working. So the shit went through. So the one little bitch was kind of talking shit, was like pissing me off or whatever. So the fucking card and shit went through, and they had like this, it's like little box type thing that you go in to do the test. So I had a big suitcase and a carry on. So they like, oh, just leave your stuff outside. I'm like, bro, I'm not leaving my suitcase, my luggage outside. It's going in this little ass fucking room. So they was like, no, it's okay. I said, no, it's not okay. So they have a chair in there. I take that chair and I set it outside, and then I bring my suitcases in there. So the one little bitch was mad that I did that. I don't give a fuck. So there's another bitch doing the test. She's like, oh, they're like, you got to sit down. So I sit on top of my suitcase. I'm like, hey, I'm sitting. So they do the fucking swab and shit. So the main little nurse bitch or whatever is like mad talking shit because I didn't leave my suitcase outside. I said, look, this is my property. I'm keeping my eyes on my shit. Somebody might steal it. They're like, we got the CCTV. I said, I don't give a fuck about no CCTV. Somebody could take my bags, hop in a taxi, and be gone. I was like, no, I'm not. I said, I got valuable, expensive shit in here. Nah. So this bitch is going back and forth and all this. I'll call the police. Call the police for what? Because I'm not going to leave my shit out. Call them. So this bitch goes get security. The same motherfuckers who gave me the directions to come outside to the little testing place. So I'm like, look, bro. So this bitch lies and said that I threw the chair out. I said, look, man, this bitch keep talking about CCTV. Look on that CCTV. You'll see that I took the chair out and I set it outside. I didn't throw a motherfucking thing. I actually set it down gently. So she's saying all this little shit. So she's like talking shit. So I'm cussing her out. I'm calling her bitches and shit and everything. So now they starting to get more little security officers coming. I'm like, bro, you think I give a fuck about this? I'm like, I didn't break no fucking laws. So like my homegirl Fab was coming up to the airport and this bitch show up all late and shit because we all was going to hang out before the flight. But she showed up late as fuck. So then she ended up showing up. I'm like, bro, I'm down here. So then she's talking to the little bitch and shit or whatever. And this bitch is telling Fab that she was going to fucking make me miss my flight and delay my shit. I'm like, go ahead, bitch. I would just book another one like. Go ahead. I don't give a fuck. And then I'm sitting out there and she said something to this little bitch about my passport and the bitch said America. Then she's like, America. I said, Thai. So this bitch is like, told my home girl she didn't want her son to come to America because people like me. And I'm like, man, fuck you and your son, bitch. I'm like, you mad because I don't want to leave my property outside when I'm in the room and can't see it? And shit, I'm like, man, fuck that. So fuck you, old punk ass Thai fucking cunt.
You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
So you know what I'm saying? They finally gave me my results or whatever. So one of the security guards told me, said, say sorry to her. I told him, I said, I'm not apologizing to this bitch. Fuck her. And I walked away and shit. Like I literally didn't do nothing. All I said was, I'm keeping my eyes on my property. You know what I'm saying? I got bad luck any fucking way. Y'all were hollering about the CCTV. I come out, my shit be gone. And I have my fucking, my soundboard, what I'm using right now for the podcast, that was in there. I'm like, bro, no, I'm not leaving my shit. Motherfuckers steal every goddamn word. So when I'm in Cebu trying to get to Manila, they call my fucking name. Say, what the fuck? So they was like, oh, you have a gray suitcase, hard case? I'm like, yeah. They was like, oh, there's a lighter in your suitcase. I'm like, oh, fucking lighter? I said, I don't get no fucking lighter in my shit. So they was like, yeah, you have to go get it out. I'm like, bro, just throw that shit out. Like, I'm not fucking going through security and shit. They was like, no, you got to, but we have a little worker who will escort you down there. So I'm like, man, I said, I didn't fucking pack no lighter. So I had like this denim vest that I don't know when the fucking last time I wore this motherfucker. It was in there and there was a lighter in that pocket. I don't know when the fuck last time I wore that bitch or why there was a lighter in there, but it was in there. So I was mad that I had to fucking go through security and not just bought some fucking drink. So I had to throw that bitch out. I'm like, man, this is some bullshit. So they take the little lighter out. They want me to sign some shit. Like, bro, I'm not fucking signing nothing because we had like less than 20 minutes before we started boarding. And I'm like, bro, I got to get back upstairs to go through security. So I'm not signing shit. So they was like, well, hold your bag. So I go over and I just put like a little line. So they was like, no, that's no signature. I'm like, bro, you can't fucking tell me what my signature is. So this one dude started talking shit. Was like, give me your passport. I said, I'm not giving you a motherfucking thing. So he kind of like raised up like he wanted to do something. So I'm like, what the fuck you want to do, bitch? So there's motherfuckers in there and shit. I'm like, bro, fuck this. So I told the little dude that escorted me, I said, come on, cuz, we got to go. my shit is about to get boarded. So the dude was talking shit. I was just looking at him. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up or do something. So this motherfucker was like, I'm going to hold your back. I'm going to report you. I said, I don't give a fuck. Go do it. So when me and the little escort is going upstairs, he tells me that this pussy motherfucker said that he was going to call the police and have me arrested. And I told the dude, I said, have me arrested for what? I said, what laws did I break? And the escort guy just started laughing. I said, what laws did I break? He said, none. I said, exactly. I said, what the police going to say? That I didn't give a signature that they liked? I said, these motherfuckers be thinking I'll be afraid of the police. Call them. I don't give a fuck. So we get upstairs and I go through security. The motherfucker who was downstairs talking shit was up there following me, antagonizing me and shit. So then I'm like, what the fuck you want to do, pussy? And I said it kind of loud, but I didn't want to say too loud to bring all this attention and shit. They see my black ass cussing this puss ass motherfucker out. So it was like, I call police. I said, call them, motherfucker. I want you to call them. So he go over and then he's fucking I guess he called some motherfucker at the gate because some fucking bitch supervisor was like, oh, can I speak to you? I was like, yeah, what's happening? So, you know, she saw like on some shit was like, we have to respect the rules. I'm like, bro, what rules did I disrespect? And I was like, I didn't know there was a fucking lighter in there. I went in and took it out. So I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, what? So this bitch is like, I travel once a year to Canada and the USA. I'm like, what does that have to do with me? And she's like, I follow the rules. I'm like, bitch, I was following the rules. I didn't know there was lighter in her. They said it was lighter. I took it out. I was like, this fucking dude is busting my balls for nothing. So I was like, if anything, go talk to him. So I told him, I said, I want to make sure my bag get on this plane because this motherfucker was talking about he's going to hold my bags back. I was like, I'll make sure my shit is on the plane. She's like, yeah, it will be. I said, you need to go verify because you saying it is. And I'm going to get to Manila and it's not. But my shit was on there. So fuck you, you little pussy motherfucker. I think I'm going to be scared. Fuck you and fuck the Filipino police.
You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
I think I give a fuck about the police. Call them. You're going to be wasting them people's money and their time and shit. But, yeah. What else was happening over? Oh, yeah, man. I seen some rats and shit over, which I was like, oh, fuck. But last time I was in Thailand, I saw like two. But that was my first time seeing them. But in Philippines, there was a shit ton of roaches. I seen roaches every motherfucking where I'm in this restaurant and shit. And there was a roach in that restaurant. I said, what the fuck? I was like chilling with this one chick. I'm like, this bitch brought me to a fucking roach restaurant and shit. And right before I went out there, my aunt called me. I was like, oh, what you doing? I said, man, I'm getting ready to go to the airport. She's like, where you going? I'm like, the Philippines. And she's like, oh, your Uncle Boo Boo, he got three kids over. I'm like, what? I said, I didn't know he was in the Philippines. She was like, yeah. So I was like, oh, shit. If I see some black and Filipino motherfuckers, I need to investigate and see if we peoples and shit. But when I talked to my uncle, he was like, nah, she got it confused. It's not Philippines, it's Panama. I was like, oh, okay. Because I was over here looking for your kids and shit. But there was a whole lot of, I seen a few like mixed motherfuckers and shit, Filipino and black. I seen a lot of Africans over there with like fat bitches and shit. Like all the Africans I seen was with a fat Filipino bitch. And I was like, these over here scamming these fat bitches. You don't even love them and shit. But yeah, they said there's a lot of Africans over. They be scamming. And when I was in Subic, I was trying to get a taxi. And this one motherfucker was like telling me an area to stay in. He said, there's a lot of Americans there. I said, bruh, do you really think I came over here to hang out with Americans? And he just looked like, get the fuck out of my face. I don't want to deal with Americans in America. So I'm not trying to go to another country and be around the motherfuckers. And when I see black motherfuckers overseas, I used to be like, hey, what's happening? I ignore them black motherfuckers and shit because I don't want to deal with your black asses in America. And I don't want to deal with your motherfucking ass overseas and shit. So when I was seeing black motherfuckers, I was looking away. So I don't want to talk to your ass. Get the fuck away from me. And Americans, too, you know what I'm saying? I was only trying to interact with with the Filipino people and shit. If you American or if you white or you black, if you European, get the fuck away from me. I didn't come over here to deal with you motherfuckers. And this one club that I was in, I was chilling. It was these two black dudes and shit with these little ugly ass Filipino bitches. One of them was fat and shit too. They was American and shit. One dude has some fucked up ass dreads and shit. But I was like, shit, y'all have a good time. The music and shit they was playing over was decent. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't too bad. It's like it was whatever. Damn, it felt good to be back on the podcast. I don't like doing solo episodes and shit, but I might start doing a little more. I'd rather have guests on here and shit so we can talk about different little shit, but I ain't even really been reaching out to motherfuckers to try to get them on here because I just been busy working, traveling, a little shit. So I'll see what's up. Trying to get some more guests on this motherfucker. Oh, let's see. The Lakers and shit, they got their motherfucking asses swept. I was going for Golden State. I was hoping the Golden State could run it back, but shit, they got fucked up. And then I thought the Heat was going to go ahead and sweep. And the fucking Celtics then came back. That little game the other day, I thought it was over. Jimmy hit them three free throws. And then that one motherfucker from the Celtics, he did that little quick layup and shit and ended up fucking winning the game. So they playing again tonight. It was game 6 or 7. I don't know. So we'll see who it is. The Nuggets, they are patiently waiting to see who they going to face. I would like to see that Nuggets Heat matchup or whatever. I'm not the huge Boston fan or whatever. So if it end up being Boston and shit, I'm going to be like, Nuggets, go ahead and sweep the motherfuckers and shit. A lot of people joking on LeBron and all that. That was funny. You know, shout out to the Joker and shit, MVP of the conference. See what they can do. Shout out to Jamal Murray. You know, he's a former Wildcat. Hopefully y'all can do something. So, fuck, who knows? I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to watch it today. See what's up. What else we got on here? Oh, yeah. They did that Whitney Houston movie. I Want to Dance with Somebody. That fucking movie sucks dick. I watched that shit on the flight last month. Like, I don't like when they do these movies and they hold out like details and try to make the person like not look fucked up when we all know they fucked up. Like, they really didn't highlight Whitney's like drug use like that. Like, there was a scene they showed for like 2 seconds where she's like holding a crack pipe and different little shit. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, be real. Like, this bitch was on crack. She was on coke and all this little shit. You know what I'm saying? They want to show the good side, but I'm like, this motherfucker, she wasn't all the way good all around. She did some fucked up shit. Show it, man. Be real. That's the thing I don't like. They be trying to show motherfuckers as the heroic side and all this little motherfucker shit. Like, keep it real, man. We know that bitch was on dope. But, hey, it is what it is. What else has went? What else has fucking happened? Yeah. Shit, that's about it. We almost at the hour mark and shit. I'm going to just go and chill for the rest of this evening. And yeah, that's about it. It's going on 10 o'clock. Hell yeah. I've been doing this little intermittent fasting. So I'm going to wait like another about two or three hours. And then make me something to eat and chill. It's a fucking cloudy ass little day. Ain't shit cracking. I don't give a fuck about the holidays. So I ain't going to nobody's barbecue doing shit. I'm just going to chill and mind my black ass business. And work on some fucking stand up. I've been writing some new material. So I'm going to try to go perform on Wednesday. I was going to do it today, but I forgot I had something going on around that same time. So I can't even do it. But as always, if you have a dream, you have a goal, you have an idea, I want you to go for it. Don't listen to those motherfuckers that'll say it'll never work, because they ain't never tried in the first motherfucking place, or they did and they failed and they gave up because they pussy. Don't be like that. Look at the losers and the mistakes that they made and do the complete motherfucking opposite. I'm sending out fresh vibes, good health, good wealth, positivity, For those who are deserving, for those who want the same for me, I want the same for you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you old bust ass bitch, I don't want to see you do good. Fuck you, motherfucker. For everybody out there that be lying on me, talking shit, making up rumors, allegations, I just want to say, fuck you, eat a dick and die slow.
You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
And I mean that shit. So yeah, man, this is the Fresh Podcast. You know what I'm saying? We back, shit, episode 100 and something. I don't even know. I got to go look. Oh yeah, too. The last episode, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I uploaded it, everything looked good, and then people was hitting me, was like, hey man, the fucking episode's not working, I can't hear shit. So I had to take it down and re-upload it and shit. So for those that was hitting me saying like it was fucked up, good looking out, because I don't know what the fuck happened, but I uploaded it again, everything was copacetic, it was straight. So hopefully we don't have them issues no more. Like, subscribe, tell your peoples about this podcast. All of my social media information is in the description. Follow me, motherfuckers, and all that. And until the next time, y'all stay fresh.
This podcast has been presented to you by Extraterrestrial Enterprises.